The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Welcome to the Icons of Real Estate. I'm Tim Calloway. We have a very special guest for you today, all the way from the east side of the Bay Area, San Francisco, maybe the better half of the J&L group of John and Leslie Foster. I've got Leslie Foster today. How are you? Don't tell John that.
I won't. I'm good, Tim. How are you today?
I'm great. Great, Leslie. Thanks for taking the time out. I know how busy you guys are. But love having you on the program. I'll ask you the same thing that, I asked John when he was on the program months ago. You know, tell me how you got started. I know you probably weren't the young little girl tugging at your parents' pant leg asking, how do I become a realtor? You were probably like the rest of us where we kind of fell into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually wanted to be a teacher. And then after going through COVID and teaching my own children, I am glad I didn't go down that path.
Right.
Because I do not have the patience, and they're amazing people, and it's better I do not teach other people's children.
So, right.
I actually started in the loan side. I was a processor for LendingTree back in the day. It was my first corporate job out of college, and I bartended at night because I just loved being around people. And when I met John, we met through really good friends. The ongoing joke is, we met in Vegas. That's a true story. But how we met, I always tell people, I was the dancer, and they're like... And he was my client or my customer, and people get a big kick out of it.
I'm getting a kick out of it right now. It's great. I love it.
That's our story.
You stick into it.
Yeah. And it truly, we met just through friends. Her and I grew up together, went to college together. And one of John's best friends up here, they ended up, I introduced them. And then I met John through him. He was down south going to school at Long Beach. So it was a fluke. We happened to be at the same place at the same time, and we hit it off. And then we got engaged and told him, I guess I'll get my real estate license and I'll work with you. And so I got my license right before we got married. And then I moved up to the Bay Area, and that's how we started. We got married. John said 2008. Wrong. We got in 2007.
I'm going to teach him how to set a calendar.
He knows. It's so funny. When I listened to his podcast, I was like, so what year did we get married? He's like, 2000. I'm like, well, why did you say it was so funny? I'm like, I'll make sure to correct it for you. So.
You guys make me feel so old. I got married in 1992.
That's not that old.
Oh, come on. Come on.
Yeah. I was born in 82, so I was 10.
Yeah. I feel like I have kids your age, Leslie. Jeez. No, that's a fantastic story. I love hearing it. Thanks for sharing that. So yeah. Let's talk about today. Let's talk about how you and John work together, and talk about your team. I know they're always changing, evolving, and growing. You guys are, hitting home runs. Tell me about what's going on today.
My team. We were a team up till about 3.5 years ago. The GXP, which was a fantastic, we had our own brokerage beforehand. We were really big in REOs back in the day. Mm-hmm. It was the two of us. And we were literally working 100-hour work weeks. I mean, we did really well. And we really learned to pivot, and we did well in that market, but we burned ourselves out. So we took a big step back. We started to have a family. We have two kids. Then we started ramping back up our business. John was always in real estate. I kind of stepped back and had the kids, did the stay-at-home mom thing. And then I was like, okay, I need to get back to work. And so I started getting back into it. And I was at my daughter's preschool, standing in line to pick up my daughter. And one of the moms came up to me, and we'd become really good friends. And she said, I got my real estate license and I joined your team. I said, well, that's exciting. I don't have a team. She's like, oh no, I joined your EXP team. I was like, oh, okay. So I went home. I told John, I'm like, there's this really nice mom who joined our team and she wants to talk to us. And John's like, okay.
Wow.
So we went to lunch. She had just had her third baby and her husband was on paternity leave. And so she's like, I really want to learn everything. And that's kind of how it started. She's still with us today. She's one of my dearest friends. Our daughters still play sports together. And He literally was in the car with me for a full month, just kind of learning everything. And you can imagine everything that could go bad on a showing went bad. And she was like, I'm so glad you are with me, because I would have freaked out and quit already. And I was like, nope, you got to just roll with the punches. You know, like we get locked out, we just go find a new way in, or
whatever happened.
And to that day, our business has just kind of organically grown, and we're at 51 agents. 3.5 years later.
That's fantastic. I love that story. I mean, I'm sitting there going, wait a minute. No one's ever walked up to anybody in any organization and saying, hey, I joined your team. You know, yeah, it's like, wow. You know, you're like, you're the Pied Piper, I guess. You know, they're just.
No, I was.
Following you around San Francisco, joining the team.
Yeah, we got really lucky. And so our team truly is just kind of organically grown. And I think that's what's attracting so many people now to our team, is it's just by word of mouth. We really do care about people's success, and we want everyone to be successful. So I think, you know, we have this, one of our core values is mindset of abundance, and we're willing to teach what John learned, because we've had great success. And we wanted to show people how to have the success we've had. And there's no secrets in our office. I'll go on any listing appointment for you. I will go to any inspections. I will meet your clients for you. It's just, that's how we work here.
I will wrap a towel around my hand and break a window to get in if I can't get in.
I'm actually called through a dog door to get in. So it's happened.
Hey, yeah. that story I just said, that's my story. I'll get it fixed later. No one lives.
We'll figure it out.
It was a basement. Everybody relax. I didn't bust the front window, but I have a nice. That's fantastic though. I do believe you. When you bring people in like that, you really, you know, you almost want people to see the toughest side. You know, if everything went perfect, everybody would do it. And nowadays with, you know, I've probably made this joke before a million times, but with the WWE of TV, which is HGTV now, makes everything look like, if I just buy an expensive car and wave to everybody as I'm driving down the road, you know, they're going to throw their listings in my car.
Yeah.
But it doesn't work that way.
So, it does not. And it takes more than $10,000 to renovate a kitchen.
For sure. For sure. Right. Yeah. So let's put our prognostication hats on and start looking at the future. What's the vision board look like? You know, what's the future look like for J&L? What would you guys like to see? Which direction are you going? Talk about that a little bit.
Direction we'd like to go. So we would love to open more offices. We really would like to open something in Danville, California. We're in Castro Valley currently, and we basically cover two corridors. We cover the 580 and the 680 corridor. And for those of you who are from the Bay Area listening to this, you will notice I say the in front of all my freeways because I am from Orange County. So if you're from the Bay Area, you don't say the, but we would really like to open an office somewhere in Contra Costa and really expand a team out that way. You know, I feel like 2023 is going to be a fantastic year for our agents. So there are some really big goals that our team has, and John and I are really working to make sure that they are going to hit those. We're implementing a whole bunch of marketing and new advertising to bring business in, to get the phones ringing for our agents. Fantastic. And I know we're going to do it. Yeah, I'm super excited. You know, where we will be in 5 to 10 years, we'll probably be in the same spot selling real estate, because this is what I love. I would love my kids to join our business one day. Oh, that would be ideal.
A dream. Yeah, fantastic. Dream. Yeah. No, I mean, I don't mean a dream in a bad way. I mean, that's a great dream. I really am firmly believe in leaving a legacy for your children one way or the other. You know, I think that's awesome. Fantastic. So I'm going to give you the opportunity, and because you said something, and I wasn't going to give you the opportunity because I didn't think we needed to, but you said something that triggered it in my mind. Extol the greatness of Castro Valley, and not necessarily versus San Francisco, right? I mean, I know they're different, right? But maybe not everybody listening across the world knows the difference between the East Bay area and, say, the city of San Francisco.
Right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So Castro Valley, when I moved to Castro Valley, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to live here very long. I come from Orange County, which is a concrete jungle, as my husband calls it, where you have everything at your fingertips, malls, everything. Castro Valley is the complete opposite. It is a quiet little bedroom community. We are not even a city. We are a town. We have a MAC board that approves everything. But there's just something about Castro Valley. We, during the pandemic, had the highest percentage of increase in home value because people discovered it. We're close enough to the city where we're 20 or 30 minutes away from the city. We are, we have a BART station, which is nice. So if you commute, you can get into town pretty easily down to San Jose or into the city. We've got fantastic schools. We've got a beautiful lake that you can hike the entire lake around. The community that we have in town, I mean, just anybody you meet, it's very diverse. Right. I mean, it's just an amazing place to live. And I told John when we moved here and we got married, you have 5 years to figure out your real estate thing, and then we're moving back to Orange County. And we're just coming up on our 17 years or 16 years of marriage. Now I'm giving myself 16 years of marriage. And I don't see myself ever moving back to the Southern California. I love to visit. But
John hid the calendar from you in the maps. He burned the ships, you know. Burned the ships. You're not going back anywhere, baby.
And you know what? I do love this community. I mean, we're really starting to thrive. We've got a new marketplace that just came in. We have new restaurants coming in. We've got businesses coming in. So Castro Valley, truly, it will be like a little Lafayette or a mini Danville, I would say, in the next 3 to 5 years. Truly, there's a lot of young families who have moved into Castro Valley. So there's great community. The sports are fantastic. I've been on so many different boards between the moms clubs and softball and baseball and soccer and all the things and PTAs. It's a fantastic place to live. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Never Castro Valley, you got to come into town. There's some great little restaurants in here, and look us up and I'll take you to lunch.
Nice.
On John Foster.
I'm going to catch a plane tomorrow. I'll do anything for a lunch. I do want to ask this, and you know, I'd ask everybody, so I'm not going to let you off the hook that easy. I'd like to know what hurdles you guys run into as a team. I mean, and I know we all do, right? I mean, so it's nothing new. And I don't like to say problems because we're problem solvers as a community, right? I mean, that's our job. But what hurdles do you run into on a day-to-day basis that you wake up and you go, okay, I've got this hurdle, I've got to solve it, and I need to keep going? What kind of hurdles do you have to solve on a regular basis?
Are you talking more personal or business?
Oh, well, hey, Leslie, if you want to get personal, let's do it. No, I mean, business. But you know what? We're 24 hours here, right? I mean, it is. Personal is our business. Hey, that's my new slogan. Personal is our business.
Yeah. I think it kind of goes for both for me, right? Being a business owner, I have two small kids. So they still are little. They need, you know, they depend on me to live.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got 51 agents that I also am in charge of and staff. And so a lot of it, I think, is just like, for me personally, sometimes time management, right? That is a hurdle I'm constantly overcoming, in a sense, being a full-time mom and a full-time business owner. You know, I'm very blessed to work with my husband. Right. You know, my son's got football on Saturdays and Sundays, and I've got clients that see houses, or I have an agent that needs to go on a listing appointment. We can kind of tag team and we can make it work. But I think the one hurdle is just finding a good balance, right? That's one thing I always have to do, is find balance in my life. And I love what I do. And so for me, working 7 days a week isn't a chore, because I'm usually with clients or I'm out writing offers or looking at these beautiful homes. So I don't find it. And sometimes I take my kids with me. Like my daughter, she is as cute as can be and people just love her. And she's really well behaved, and she'll go and turn all the lights on, and then we'll get a McFlurry on our way home for, you know, good behavior. Nice. So
nice.
I think that's kind of my one hurdle. Got to roll with the punches and just be fluid.
Right. I mean, if we couldn't find ways over our own hurdles, how can we do it for others? Right. I mean, ultimately at the end of the day. So I'm going to, you know, we're kind of winding down here a little bit, but I will ask you this. Tell me what it's like. And I have a lot of spousal teams that I interview, but since John's not here right now, tell me what it's like working on a team with your spouse. Do you bring it home at night? I mean, you know, it's a 24/7 career, but when you get to the dinner table, what does your dinner table look like? Is it throw the yellow flags, no talk about business, or does it just happen by osmosis?
You know what? We try really hard not to talk about business, but it comes home with us. I will say, in the beginning, when it was just John and I, there was a lot more, well, you didn't do this, and you said you you're going to do this. And then it just became almonds. Yeah. And that was hard. When we brought in our operations manager, Director Jillian, it was kind of like put on her. And, you know, so it wasn't like I was responsible or he was responsible. It was on somebody else. So that really alleviated a lot of stress in our marriage. John and I, I'm blessed. My husband is amazing. I love working with him. His strengths are my weaknesses and vice versa.
I love that.
John and I are very easygoing people. We always joke. We don't really fight because we're too busy to fight. There's not enough time.
There's plenty of people out there that want to fight me already. That's what I tell my wife. You know, there's plenty of people out there want to fight me already. I certainly don't need you want to fight me. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, John truly is my best friend, and I'm so lucky I get to work with him every day. Sure, there's days I want to kill him, and vice versa. I'm sure I drive him nuts, but for the most part, I'm really fortunate. I mean, truly, like, it's nice because if I'm working until 11 o'clock, he's not like, are you done yet? You know, he understands that I'm with a client, or I'm looking at disclosures, or I'm writing offers, or finishing up emails. There's none of that animosity where I feel like some people might. If they work in real estate, it truly is 24/7. Your phone is always on. I'm never on true vacation. And so for him, he just understands, and vice versa. So I'm lucky.
Yeah,
so far, so good. We're hitting 17 years next month, or this month.
Yes.
Already. So, or 16. We got married in 2007, whatever year that I think is.
Oh, now you know. Oh, great. I'm going to tell him. I'm telling John.
You can talk. Yeah, 16.
She's knocking you for not knowing. Yeah. Then she couldn't figure out the math. And then she was like, oh, he's taking me to Italy. And oh, wait a minute. We're not going to Italy. We're going to Cabo. I don't know.
We're just going to go to probably to dinner at Uncle Joe.
There you go.
Probably, so. Busy for that.
Perfect. So how would someone get in touch with you, Leslie? Obviously, to list a house, to buy a house, hey, join your team. That's really where people are going to want to give you a call.
Absolutely. You can reach us anywhere. We're on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, I think. I don't know. I'm so bad at social media. I have an amazing person who does all that for me. But our website is johnandleslie.com, J-O-N and then A-N-D-L-E-S-L-A-E, Don with no H. Or you can reach us, you know, we're here in Castro Valley, just look up John and Leslie Foster.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. So last question, here it comes, the big one.
What's my favorite?
Hope you're ready. Okay. So I always say you're the hit record. I'm just the DJ spinning the record, if anybody knows what records still are. Mm-hmm. But take us out the last minute here with something positive, whatever's on your mind, your heart, your soul that you would like to share with the audience. And it can be personal. It can be about business. It can be about John. It can be about the kids. It can be about your dog. You know, whatever you feel like people need to hear.
I just say, wake up. This is my motto for 2023, is to wake up every morning and say three things that I'm grateful for and how I'm going to win the day.
Yeah.
That is something. And I do it with my kids on my way to school. I said, what are three things that you're grateful for today? And what are you going to do to win your day? And so I think that has really been helping me just kind of stay in a positive mindset, because I am truly so blessed. I have a husband who loves me. I have two healthy children. I have a successful business. Sure, there's things in my, you know, life that I'm not super excited about or that might be bothering me, but overall, I mean, I'm very lucky. So
awesome.
I think just having that mindset in the morning to wake up, three things that you're grateful for. Don't look at your cell phone first thing in the morning, you know, three things, say how you're going to win the day, and
awesome.
Put a smile on your face. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, see, that's something that people can take with them and actually put into functional operation. A lot of people talk about their dogs and stuff. So I don't know. That was great. No,
Penny is cute, but that's John.
Right?
That's his love.
Not going to help any of us. No, yeah. No, thank you so much, Leslie, for being on today. You know, I look forward to continuing to catch up with you guys, see how things are going, and just have a great weekend.
You too, Tim. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful weekend as well.
Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.